Even though we're told about Avraham's intervention on behalf of Sdom, and we're told that Yitzchak was davening in the end of Parshat Chayisar, where he's described as Lasuach Basadeh, in this week's Parsha we have the first time where someone is clearly praying. And it's Yitzchak praying opposite Rivka. Perek Chafei Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Linochach Ishto. And Rashi famously explains in the name of Chazal, they were davening in the corners opposite each other. And the question is, why were they davening this way? The Radak and the Chizkuni explain the word Linochach a bit differently. Not physically opposite, but davening for. When it says Linochach Ishto, Yitzchak was davening for Rivka. And there's a lot of basis for this, because the pasuk continues, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Linochach Ishto Ki Akara Hi, because she was barren. He was davening for her. In fact, the Medrash Rabbah quotes a beautiful formulation of the tefillah, that what Yitzchak said was, Kol banim sha'ata noten li yiyu min hatzadeket hazo. Any children that I will have should be from this righteous woman. And the Rishonim explained that he knew that he would have children because Avram had been told, Ki b'Yitzchak yikara l'chazara. What he was saying was, I want all of my children to come from this woman. And the Medrash continues that she, Rivka, was saying the same thing. Afhi amrakein kol banim sha'ata atidli tainli yiyu min hatzadek hazeh. This is a beautiful expression of the way a married couple should view each other, wanting their fruition, wanting their realization to come from each other and only from each other. In fact, Rashi tells us on Bereshit Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Hey, where Sarah said to Avraham when she was angry about how she was being treated by Hagar when Hagar became pregnant, Atomer Sarai al Avraham, Chamasi alecha, I'm angry at you. Rashi says, you didn't daven for the child that you would have to come from me, you daven to have a child for yourself. Lo itbalalta elo alecha, v'hayalecha litbalel al shneinu, v'hayiti ani nifkedet imach. Sarah felt, correctly or incorrectly, that Avram was realizing himself in a different context and not together with her. This, of course, is a broader idea, the importance of caring for other people's needs and appreciating those needs, especially when we appreciate our own. Bereshit Perakhov Pasuk Zayin, we're told that Avram daven for Avimelech and his family that they should be able to have children after he was punished for taking Sarah. In the next Perak, Perakhov Aleph, we're told, Vashem Pakad et Sarah Kasher Amar, the Gemara in Baba Kamed of Tzadibet Amid Bet, Rava quotes a member of earlier Rabbanim, Kalim Mivakesh Rachmim al Chaverov Hu Tzarech Lo'oto Davar Hu Ne'anet Tchila. When a person davens for someone else and they need the same thing, they're answered first. And the source that's quoted is this juxtaposition by Avram davening for Avimelech and then Sarah being answered. If a person truly appreciates the need, not in a selfish way, but appreciates how everyone needs this, they're able to transcend their own needs and daven for everyone, and the reward is that they are answered as well. This is true in general in life, but especially between spouses who should see their realization with each other. Let's appreciate this beautiful lesson, important lesson from the words, Linochach Ishto.